This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Tens of thousands are protesting in Israel today. A nationwide strike this morning by those who oppose Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. Even diplomats walked off the job at foreign missions. Departing flights from Israel's main international airport were grounded. Universities closed. An opposition leader says, "We've never been closer to falling apart." Here at home, a Manhattan grand jury is expected to be working today on the Trump hush money case. The AP's Julie Walker is outside the New York courthouse.
A police car with flashing lights sits outside the entrance to the Manhattan DA's office. Here in Lower Manhattan, metal barricades surround the building, which also includes the courthouse, where Donald Trump would have to turn himself in if there was an indictment. Security has been tightened ever since threats were made. The former president called for protests after predicting he would be arrested.
President Biden's making federal money available to the areas hardest hit by that fierce weather in the past few days. A tornado killed 25 people in Mississippi.
Help has begun pouring into one of the poorest regions in the country, the Mississippi Delta, after a deadly tornado killed and injured dozens of people and flattened entire communities.
It's just been devastating.
The mayor of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, Eldridge Walker, says families are grieving, homeless, and facing years of displacement. But the federal government is helping.
That's what we're here to do.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell toured the damage this weekend, vowing help is there.
Going door to door into these communities, helping people register for assistance.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Failed Silicon Valley Bank has a buyer, First Citizens Bank and Trust. Ukraine's President Zelensky has just met with the UN Atomic Energy Agency chief. This is AP News. Twitter wants to know. Twitter's trying to find out who leaked company source code online. That's the fundamental computer code on which Twitter runs. The AP's Jennifer King has this story.
Twitter, the San Francisco-based social media company, went to the U.S. District Court in Northern California Sunday to ask GitHub to take down parts of Twitter's source code where it had been posted. That's according to a legal filing first reported by the New York Times. According to the filing, GitHub, an internet hosting service for software development, complied with the legal request and said that the content had been disabled. Twitter says the postings violate copyright protections and is asking the court to identify the alleged infringement culprits. It's another challenge for Elon Musk after his acquisition of Twitter last October. A congressional report reveals that the Federal Trade Commission is probing mass layoffs at the company and trying to obtain internal communications as part of oversight into the company's practices. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.